News. I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Amid concerning numbers for Minnesota's uninsured rate, a new statewide research project created by the legislature is connecting the dots in trying to make healthcare affordable for everyone. Alex Caldwell with the Center for Healthcare Affordability says it's one of the many reasons the state has to dig deeper in finding meaningful answers that get to the bottom of cost barriers. Since its launch, Caldwell says the center has created a pair of task forces. One is comprised of patients, consumers, and others who want to illustrate and get a better understanding of why people are reluctant to seek out important care.
You know, I needed to get a surgery or I was in pain. They're increasingly reporting year over year that they're foregoing that care.
Caldwell says these task forces are new and are still figuring out where to focus their analysis. She says she understands the urgency felt by health consumers struggling with mounting expenses who want solutions now. But she says with federal spending cuts impacting assistance programs and other market forces still playing out, they need to see the whole picture before cementing certain ideas. Like other Midwestern states, Minnesota faces an uphill climb in boosting its population to maintain a strong labor force and meet other needs. Formal census counts happen every 10 years, but in between those reports, experts monitor trends and compare them with past population swings. Susan Brower is the state demographer for Minnesota, and she says after decades of steady growth, the state's population is leveling off. Slowdowns are happening across the U.S., but she says it's especially felt in the Midwest and Northeast regions. Brower attributes this shift to what's known as natural change.
We have a higher share of deaths, more mortality in those higher age groups, and we have falling birth rates at the same time.
Unlike some of its Midwestern neighbors, Brower says Minnesota isn't quite at the point where there are more deaths than births, but the state is projected to cross that threshold by the end of the 2030s. Demographers warn the pressure from this shift is beginning to show, with more strain on healthcare systems and government budgets. There's an impact on the labor force, too, and Brower says boosting international migration could ease that pressure. It's unknown yet just how much the Trump administration's immigration crackdown will stall progress in aiding Minnesota's workforce needs with foreign-born workers. Brower says Minnesota has seen a recent boost in people moving here from other states, but reiterates that looking toward other countries holds more promise than anything else.
In terms of the growth of the workforce, international migration is the most plausible mechanism to start to see more growth in the near future.
She says even with some exceptions, the pattern of people leaving Midwestern states is too much to overcome in the short term. The research also indicates there should be an emphasis on essential industries like healthcare. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for these stories. Air Corps Aviation in Bemidji is one of three businesses receiving expansion grants from Minnesota DEED. The state's Department of Employment and Economic Development announced $762,000 in grants that are expected to create 55 jobs and leverage more than $10 million in private investment. Air Corps Aviation specializes in restoring, maintaining, and rebuilding modern, vintage, and legacy aircraft, with a special interest in restoring World War II planes. They also host a massive library of aerospace schematics and make specialty parts. The company will invest nearly $1 million to expand and improve its current Bemidji site, as well as receive $175,000 from DEED's Job Creation Fund. The expansion is expected to create 14 jobs in the first 3 years. Beltrami County is asking for your input as it develops a new plan to keep its roads safer. The county was awarded a grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation to create a comprehensive safety action plan with the goal of eliminating serious injuries and deaths. The plan will look at crash trends and safety challenges to identify priority projects. Beltrami County is asking community members to take a short survey or contribute to an online feedback map for the plan. Find links to those and more information at kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.